President Bush said yesterday that the United States needs to change the way it deals with nations in the Middle East. He said he intends to put more pressure on all countries there, including those the U.S. calls friends, to move toward democracy. The president, who is facing declining public support for his policies in Iraq, also signed a spending bill containing $87.5 billion, most of it for U.S. operations in Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
President Bush's comments came in a speech celebrating the spread of democracy around the world. But he said that positive trend is not taking root in the Middle East. Mr. Bush said that represented a failure for U.S. policies going back generations, policies that he says have not insisted on democratic reforms in the region.
60 years of Western nations excusing and accommodating the lack of freedom in the Middle East did nothing to make us safe. Because in the long run, stability cannot be purchased at the expense of liberty. As long as the Middle East remains a place where freedom does not flourish, it will remain a place of stagnation, resentment, and violence ready for export.
The president said things need to change, that U.S. allies in the region, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Morocco, and others, need to give their citizens greater freedom and more of a say in how their countries are run, that women's rights need to be advanced. But he did not say what the U.S. was prepared to do if these changes are not forthcoming. The president saved his strongest words of condemnation for states that the U.S. views as a threat or as havens for terrorist activity, Iran and Syria. But again, he did not say what the U.S. may do to pressure them to change. Of course, this speech was also an opportunity to again defend his policies on Iraq, policies he put into the broader context of a future democratic Middle East.
Iraqi democracy will succeed, and that success will send forth the news from Damascus to Tehran that freedom can be the future of every nation.
But the president's critics say there's still far too much dangerous work to do in Iraq to start promoting it as an example for other nations. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware spoke on the Senate floor yesterday.
If we fail to secure the peace in Baghdad and in Iraq, you're going to see a significantly emboldened and radicalized Iran with over 70 million people. You're going to see the prospect of that fancy word we use in foreign policy circles, modernity, in the Middle East, evaporating. The idea that there are going to be more modern democratic states is going to diminish, not increase.
Yesterday at the White House, the president signed into law an $87.5 billion emergency funding bill, calling it a critical financial commitment to defeat terror, while thanking the Congress for sending him a package that does not include loans that Iraq would have to pay back with oil revenues.
The American people accept these responsibilities now, in our time, so that we will not face far greater dangers in the future. With this act of Congress, no enemy or friend can doubt that America has the resources and the will to see this war through to victory.
But the bill signing also reminds Americans how expensive the effort to bring democracy to Iraq is going to be, just as recent increases in U.S. casualties have underlined the cost in lives. A Gallup poll for CNN and USA Today found 54% now disapprove of the president's performance in the post-war period, up more than a dozen points since August. Gallup also found 4 Americans in 10 now say it was a mistake sending U.S. troops into Iraq in the first place. That's nearly double the percentage who said so in March. This is Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.